with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting millions of Americans are taking advantage of early voting in this presidential election. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Election day isn't until November 5th, but officials say about 29 million people have already cast their ballots. That's more than one-sixth of the number of people who voted during the 2020 race for the White House. Early voting data, of course, only shows who cast ballots, not how they voted. But the numbers reflect a growing number of Americans voting by mail or doing in-person early voting. Greg Clugston, Washington.
If House Speaker Mike Johnson is correct, November 5th is shaping up to be a great day for Republicans. Speaking on the Salem Media Group program this week on the Hill with Tony Perkins, Johnson, who's been honeycombing America over recent months, says there's excitement in the air.
By the end of this week, I will have done campaign events in over 240 cities and 40 states. And no matter where I go, Tony, and I'm spending all the time right now in the swing districts and the toss-up districts, the blue areas of the country, there is an energy out there that is difficult to overstate. I mean, there really is just a lot of excitement out there. I think the fuel for that excitement is that people are fed up and they are fired up about all the problems facing the country, and they know who to blame for it.
Speaker Johnson's full interview will air on radio stations nationwide this weekend and can be seen at 10 a.m. Eastern Time tomorrow on the Salem News Channel. The Biden administration is seeking information about the state of competition in air travel. Four airlines dominate the U.S. airline industry: United, Delta, American, and Southwest. The administration says it will also examine the way air travel is priced and sold. Mixed day on Wall Street with the Dow down by 259 points. The Nasdaq rose 103. This is SRN News. An NFL Hall of Famer has a message for Florida voters.
Tony Dungy, who coached the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, is urging residents to reject a ballot initiative that would enshrine abortion in the state constitution. In a video released on X, Dungy says, quote, "The bottom line is, if Amendment 4 passes, there would be no time limit allowing for late-term abortions when science says that the baby can feel pain. The measure will require 60% of voters to approve it, and the latest polls indicate it's going to be very close." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Democrats are pinning their hopes for victory in November on the votes of women who are upset that the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. But that might be a flawed strategy. Experts point out that older women, even Democrats, see abortion as more of a peripheral issue compared to younger women. And while abortion may resonate deeply with younger women, they're also a historically unreliable voting bloc. This is SRN News. Lebanon's state-run national news agency says three media staffers have been killed in Lebanon in an Israeli airstrike. Correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Local news station Al Jadid aired footage from the scene showing that collapsed buildings and cars marked press covered in dust and rubble. The Israeli army did not issue a warning prior to the strike, which hit a collection of chalets that had been rented by various media outlets. The Beirut-based pan-Arab Al Mayadeen TV said two of its staffers were among the journalists killed early Friday. Al Mana TV of Lebanon's Hezbollah group said its camera operator was also killed. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken's week-long trip to the Middle East ended, as expected, without a ceasefire breakthrough for Gaza, but talks are being revived. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm Keith Peters.